save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete for Crown. Live a little cooler at Crown this summer.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, everyone. Nothing.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, you guys.
Xavier, it's so good to see your face. For once.
I had so much more fun the last couple of days without you in here. But no, it's great. It is good to see
Why
you.
Why did you run into the studio and hug me this morning then, like you missed me?
No, I didn't touch you. I wouldn't touch you. Pete gets a bit handsy. I've watched that. It ends up above the desk there, Peter.
Oh, stop it.
He's a handsy.
We're just loving people.
Yeah, we are loving people. It's good to see
you guys in Melbourne.
Mm. Good to see you too, mate. We are in Melbourne, as you mentioned.
For one of the most important days of our lives.
Oh, 100%. It's photo day, guys.
Jeez, I'm starting to regret all the food I ate over Christmas, to be honest. Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what
I've been trying to, like, drop 5 kilos into, like, the last 2 days. It didn't work.
Putting your bag down doesn't count.
I just had a thought then.
Yeah.
This is what we should have done.
What?
Donated the money to the bushfires for the flights to come over, and I would have portrait moded you.
Oh, yeah.
At work.
Yeah.
At the green screen. I would have got portrait mode out.
Mm.
It worked any angle you needed.
Yeah.
Free of charge.
Excuse me. for today, Junior.
Oh, jeez. The first break, we're picking on him already.
I was going to say, fuck. But
excuse me?
Free of charge.
Keep up.
I wasn't stuttering.
Pep's old, man. You can't use those
things.
Hey,
don't get on me.
I saw Janine's eyes lift very quickly, then our boss that sits in here when I say that.
Usually, Teach doesn't sit in the studio with us.
It's making me really uncomfortable.
She's sitting here. She's keeping an eye on you. Someone's got her.
I'm doing seat selection as we speak for our flight home today.
Oh, yeah?
Not a lot left.
On Hit 92.9.
Tell us about your upgrade.
X, you know what I realised yesterday?
What?
Sometimes it just does not pay to be nice.
Why?
Well...
Always be nice.
Be kind always. I get that. But so yesterday, obviously, Pep and I flew into Melbourne.
Hey, just sort your headphones out first, mate. You got the wrong headphones on.
I got the wrong headphones on. I was wondering why I couldn't
see. That has to be so loud now.
Are you going to go after another set of headphones? Just go through all
that. Hey, sorry, people in the car.
Turn
it down or up or the thing's on.
It's as high as it can go.
Well, you know what? Just take your headphones off. We can talk to each other like that. That's good.
What do you know? I can too. Anyway, so yesterday, Pep and I, we flew over to Melbourne to join you over here. X, you're already here. So we were checking into the hotel yesterday, right?
Mm.
And as we're standing at the service desk, Pep looks at me and he says, here, you go first. And I was like, no, mate, you're fine.
But that's him being kind. Usual pizza.
Yeah, and I was being
ladies
extra
first.
Kind by going, no, mate, you just go. You're first in line, right?
I appreciated that.
He got an upgrade.
Yeah, good on
to
you.
To a big corner room that overlooked the city of Melbourne.
Beautiful, nice. Overlooking the city. There's a spa in there.
Yeah, beautiful.
A jacuzzi. Two bedrooms inside it.
Yeah.
Little kitchenette.
Yes.
Actually, I'd say little kitchen. It's bigger than what we've got at home.
Yeah.
It is a nice place.
Well, I mean, you would
champagne.
Know all about it because the lovely lady that was standing behind the desk took a lot of time in explaining every single bit of detail to you.
Took a
liking. Did you say, I can't even like explain what it was, to be honest. But I checked in on the other side.
Yeah,
you know how they had
short
another person
and sharp,
there.
I'd imagine.
I checked in and out. Teach.
Short and sharp.
Checked in. We looked over. Pep's still getting a rundown on how the hotel works.
And I actually went and asked for a bit of the CCTV vision. And one arm on the counter, the one arm lean and the leg cross standing move. Seen it before at a bar, not too often at a hotel
absolutely.
Reception.
Absolutely, 100%.
Smooth.
Now, he was leaned right in.
Now look.
And nice. Calling it babe was a bit rough.
No. It's nice to know I still got it.
Oh my gosh, the confidence.
Did you get a couple of like free drink cards as well for the restaurant next
door?
No. I did.
Why did they give them to you? You don't drink. Give them to me.
I don't know. Jules.
You don't bloody drink. I didn't even think of that either.
Yeah.
Was it her? Was that her inviting you for a drink?
I don't know.
Okay, so what was it?
What was what?
What made you flirt? I don't get it.
I didn't flirt.
Jules.
I didn't flirt. She
Jules.
Was...
Oh, she was just a really lovely girl.
She was a lovely girl.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sure if it was me or Teach that she was... Yeah.
And it was
what, the same first, service?
I'm pretty sure we would have got the same service.
It was nice to know that she was a New Zealander, you know, who lived in South Australia for the past 8 years and then moved across here to WA.
I mean, that's how in-depth they went.
And, if, yeah, anyway.
And she's always wanted to start a podcast, you know, that kind of chat.
Oh, shut up.
And she was into gaming and pizza and gaming business. And,
anyway,
and this,
anyway.
And the vision I saw, this here was the rough bit, Jules.
He did not. I'm not going there. You can't see what he's doing, but he's playing with his wedding ring. That did not happen. And you know what, mate? You're still punching with Liz anyway.
I was leaning with my left arm, and my left arm is where my ring finger is, and it was in full view. Thank you very much.
Did you use the graze technique?
No, I didn't.
He grazed her.
She did.
Xavier, no. I'm not going to.
That's all you got to do to get an upgrade.
131060, tell us about your upgrade.
Oh,
we'd love to hear from you this morning. Tell us about your upgrade. What happened? Where were you? How bougie was the upgrade?
Yes. What did you have to do to get it?
I'm just putting it out there and I'll take the call. Did you jag the receptionist? Might have happened.
Wrong type of upgrade.
Might have happened. Oh, wait, what if you've upgraded? On Hit 92.9. You know, you upgraded. That kind of thing. Damn.
Tell us about your upgrades.
Yeah, because you got an upgrade yesterday at our hotel.
Got an upgrade.
You offered for me to go before you to get served at the desk.
Do you reckon
that's like,
why?
No.
Do you reckon it's because I did, like, she was probably looking across and saw I was with two ladies, did the gentlemanly thing and went, would you ladies like to go first?
I'm eye-rolling right now. No, it wouldn't matter if you were at the 10th, like, who the 10th the... person in line. Seriously, I reckon she would have waited and given you the upgrade.
Who got to the table first?
I did.
So why would you offer to give your spot up in a line?
Because they're women.
Yeah, I'm getting beyond that a bit. I mean, we can't have equality and everyone treated equally, but still a few open doors.
No, it doesn't matter. I just think you're just being nice. Does it matter?
It's called
chivalry,
mate.
I mean, if it was you and X, would have you let
you
X?
No.
So, oh, you wouldn't have?
No. So that's what I mean.
See, it doesn't matter. Like, if I got there first or whatever, I would still say, oh, if you guys want to go first, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But you wouldn't do, that's what I mean. Why would he do it to a female and not a male?
Ladies
you're a sexist.
First. No, I'm not.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, Pep got an upgrade yesterday. What came with this room? Apart from it being a big corner
the
block.
The receptionist.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Don't insinuate that.
Nothing happened, and I love you, and you're the love of my life, and I have two beautiful daughters with you, and that's all that matters.
Also, Liz, just so you know, I would never, ever cover for Pep.
Exactly.
You would know straight up,
the
girlfriend.
The
I
lifts
would be...
were out of order this morning.
There were two bedrooms.
Bit too much rock and laughter.
Shut up,
there
Pep.
Were two bedrooms in there. There was a bottle of champagne on a roll. Did you guys get champers?
Yes. No,
oh, good.
I got reds. I got wines.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Mate, I'd use the communal shower. What are you talking about?
Let's go to the phone. Tell us about your upgrade. We got Michael in Belmont. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
Tell us about your upgrade, bud.
Look, mate, probably not the normal sort of upgrade, but in the spirit of Valentine's Day coming up, my new girlfriend's the upgrade.
Oh, damn. How long you guys been together for?
About 4 months now.
Well, what do you got planned, mate?
Oh, mate, if I tell you now, she'll probably hear me.
Oh, okay, true.
Do you need to give her a little shout-out, a little love, you know, a little poem?
Love dedication?
Yeah, a little dedication or something.
Oh, I think she's had enough, mate. She's the upgrade.
That's
beautiful.
The nicest thing I've said for a long time.
Good on you,
but
mate.
But hey, it sounds like Pete's getting an upgrade too.
He would never be able to upgrade from Liz. I'm telling you,
punching. When I met Liz, I put the gloves on and started punching above my weight. I'll tell you now.
I'm waiting for the day you come in single. She's moved on.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
We got Alex in Armidale. G'day, mate. Tell us about your upgrade.
On Friday, I went to purchase a demo model car, which had 4,000 Ks on the tank.
Yep.
And I, between transferring from my savings account to transfer from my account to them, they sold the demo on me.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I've already now sent you the money, and I want that exact car in that color. So they gave me a brand new one and honored the price.
Yeah,
girl. Yeah. I want to do something like that. I need a car.
I think legally they have to.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you've bought it's on the
offer,
the
offer acceptance, consideration.
And it, was, It was an Isuzu D-Max, brand new. So
nice. Oh, are you driving in it right now?
No, I actually got $6,000 worth of extras, so it's in the shop for a week.
Wow, for the inconvenience.
Yeah. But I'm excited because it's brand new and I've never had a brand new car.
It's got that smell, mate.
Oh, that new car smell.
Are you gonna eat and drink in it? That's the question.
I'm never going to allow my kids to, but I sneakily will probably.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Alex, enjoy the new wheels. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Save your
jewels and pain. On Hit 92.9.
It's 7:07. This is the news that didn't make the news. Hi, I'm Xavier Ellis. Kentucky local Julie Miller has had a dog of a day after being arrested on Monday by police charged with tampering with physical evidence. Mrs. Miller was found to have used her dog Bud's urine instead of her own to mask her behaviour. Sergeant Jones says, "Get off the Bud and you won't need Bud sample." Next time, Julie, try Gatorade.
On Hit 92.9.
I'm Xavier Ellis. Mate, I've been in Melbourne now for nearly a week and I'm done with the joint. But I've been staying with my siblings, my little brother and little sister. And I think my little sister might have partied like Post Malone yesterday.
Oh, damn.
Is that the reference from that song I just heard?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
We party like Post Malone. It's the only bit you know in the song.
I know. And I get into it.
Yeah, you do.
Now, so the Australian Open's on in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everyone probably knows that. It's on the news. It's everywhere. Now, it's turned into a festival. As such, the Australian Open.
Right.
So yesterday was the biggest second day crowd in the history of the Australian Open. So
have you noticed they're getting rowdy?
They get rowdy. Absolutely getting rowdy. There's more sort of marquees where it's a bit. Yeah.
So I mean, usually when you see people in the crowd, you'll just see like a couple of guys that'll be dressed up or whatever. No, and they really stand out because no one else dresses up.
So the stadiums take, say, the big one takes 12,000 and then 10 and then maybe 8,000 or whatever. So there's still 25,000 people wandering around the Olympic Park there having fun. Anyway, my sister yesterday went to the Australian Open with her mates after I finished up here. I drove home and they were having, they were pre-lubing.
Oh, yeah.
They were getting ready to get going. Anyway. Yeah. As they were winding down, a couple of their mates started getting dressed up in Australian gear.
Like, what do you mean?
Like the green and gold.
Like flags draped around
them. Oh, wait, to go to the tennis?
To go to the tennis. And I was like, what are you doing, mate? You're not eight. Like, why are you dressed up? And the ones that were getting dressed up were the nerds. Like, had some glasses. Like, they're cool chicks, good fun chicks.
Yeah.
But they dressed these couple of girls up like full-blown nerds. Yeah. You know, and really, like, they're there for the tennis, you know.
Yeah.
They've got their national bloody flag draped around them and a bit of paint on the face and all this sort of stuff. I said, what are you doing? They go, oh, it's great. They never bag check the nerds. Ever. Security never ever bag check the nerds. So in they go chanting, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah.
You know, like, anyway, security like, whoa, yeah, gee, in come the tennis lovers. They're the ones that got all the grog stashed.
You're joking.
They're the ones that got bottles of grog stashed everywhere in their bags, on their body. Everything. And then the stragglers behind the security grab them and go, oh, yeah, open your bag. Oh nothing. Great. You've got the sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
The nerds with the flags and face paint and stuff, like they've got, you know, nicely cut sandwiches on top. And, you know, it's a full-blown sting. They do it every year. They dress up a couple of people as though they're their most passionate tennis lovers ever.
Wow.
But really all they've done is they've got bottles of vodka, bottles of gin, bottles of everything stashed in their little bag.
Is your sister only friends with them this time of the year? Like for the tennis? No. Like she just recruits
I think they use them a fair bit of the time. Anyway, it made me think. I thought that was unbelievably crafty.
That is pretty cool.
Your grog snuck into an event.
Yeah.
And it is a festival. It's no longer they sit there and quiet please, phones off. You know, it is full on. The grounds are absolutely heaving. 13, 10, 60. What method do you use to sneak?
Sorry.
This is important stuff, mate. What method?
No, I know, but I'm like, also.
What method do you use to sneak your grog or, you know, whatever into festivals, events? How do you get your, what do you call it?
We're not condoning this, by the way, but we just want to
drink
know.
Responsibly
yes,
and all, that,
all
stuff.
That stuff.
I'm condoning sneaking. I'm not condoning drinking.
What do you call your what?
Your paraphernalia.
Your paraphernalia.
How do you sneak your paraphernalia into your events and festivals?
A girlfriend, right? Who she's like, she just developed quite early in like the bosoms. Like year six. Yeah. I mean, every event we went to, we could get stuff in because she just could just tuck it right
in between,
like in between on the sides. I'm not even kidding you. She got some stuff in.
Well, it's funny that you say that because when I used to work at the Dean, the door guys would catch the same group of girls nonstop. And they must go, like, they must have traveled a fair bit on airplanes because then they'd catch them sneaking in, you know, the tiny little bottles of Jack Daniels.
Yep.
And they'd find them hidden on them
the
everywhere.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Absolutely all over the place.
I just still can't believe that they bought their flag. They have Australian flag at home for once a year out for the day. Couldn't believe it. And they got through and had an all-time day.
There you go.
13-10-60. How do you sneak your booze in? Doesn't matter where you're going. You know, maybe you're going to the movies.
Church.
The church. You take your own wine.
Everyone has
a drink. What do you need to like sneak it in the church? It's up the front.
When I have to go at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord, I've got to get through it somehow.
Yeah, I've done that. The blood of Christ.
On Hit 92.9.
The blood of Penfolds. 92.9. Unbelievable. My little sister is a genius. Absolute genius.
Not I agree.
Not because she's a barrister, because
I thought you were going to say not because she's my sister, but
no, like, she went to the tennis yesterday, an incredible set of circumstances. It is now a festival, Australian Open. It's no longer this really quiet, placid place. It's a bit of a party zone. Mm. Anyway, to sneak the booze in, they dressed their nerdy couple of mates up in Australian flags, put Australian tattoo stickers on
them. Like, made them real fans.
Full loser fans. Anyway, as they walked in, you know, a bit of an Aussie, security, don't ever check the nerd. The nerd had all the gear on them, all the bloody bottles of gin, the vodka.
So what they do, they just have like a cooler bag and
Look, because you're allowed to take food in.
Yeah.
So like you've got your little cooler bags and your little esky bags.
Yeah.
In you go, but underneath all of it's like there were so many bottles of gin and stuff. And
really?
Off they go, unbelievable. I could not. And it was literally they keep an Australian flag for one day of the year.
There you go.
And they dress them up.
And they got in.
Bit of a wave at the top, you know. If you see a camera there, Channel 7 doing the news. Get in behind and like, look, mum, I've got the idea. Anyway, they had all the
just
grog
don't
on
drop
them.
Your bloody cooler, mate.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, oh, just man. Place it down. Yeah. But 13-10-60, how do you sneak your booze into all events?
Right. Helen in Kinross, the classic into the concert, mate. How do you do it?
Oh, it's not just the nerds, it's the bigger girls too. So, you know, the go to big checks, you know, the Vibina pouches, the baby yogurt pouches, the baby food pouches.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
You have all them with your kids, you wash them out and you shove your grog in that and then you mold them around your body so you chuck them in anywhere. You can get the plastic Jim Beam, like litre bottles, you chuck that in the back. So under your bra strap, being a bigger girl, they don't hit you down.
Girlfriend, my girlfriend does the same thing. Yeah, 100%. But those little pouches, absolutely work.
They mold them. And also, you soak your fruit. So if you're going to a festival,
yes,
your watermelon, your oranges, your strawberries, you soak them for a good 24 hours. And you can stick them in champagne into coffee cups at the school disco. You're sweet.
At the school disco.
What about, there was one comment that concerned me then. As you said, being a bigger girl, you don't get patted down by security. So what does that mean? Like the security just like, you go, and then the littler girls come in and they...
Well, it's more that they can't... More. It stands out more. So, and I mean...
Crevices and stuff.
And a lot of the bouncers on doors, like, well, back in the day for me anyway, most of them were males, and they would never They don't want to point anything out, right? Because they don't want to insult you or anything like that.
Yeah.
Whereas I find nowadays, there's a lot of female bouncers on doors now.
Yeah,
so.
the guy bouncer, that's incredible. She's got three boobs.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope she lives a long, happy life.
And she's also got six nipples on her back.
Yeah. Amy in Maddington, hello.
Good morning.
How do you sleep your booze in?
I'll wear a nice flowing maxi dress and I would actually tie a rope around my waist underneath the dress and suspend a bottle of wine or shanties from that. It was
brilliant.
Totally unsettling.
Oh my gosh!
So it like dangles.
I've seen a video of a lady over in India that like actually did this with a bag of rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, hooked it into a rope that was underneath the big dress. Yeah. And she just hooked like the rice
and
bag.
And it walks between your legs.
Yeah, it goes between your legs. I can't believe you did that with some bottles.
Look at the package.
It's like a grandfather clock just dongling away.
Oh, well. Oh. Drink responsibly. I'm just going to toss that one out there.
Yeah, but you could get it in. You don't
know. Renee and Helen.
I ain't paying $12 for a pint these days.
So you've got to be careful where you sit, don't you? Renee, g'day.
Hi.
How do you sneak your booze in?
My baby's nappy bag.
Yeah,
oh,
brilliant.
Yeah. I've heard this one before, too.
What, yeah, if you can
don't check.
you can slip your hip flasks inside the disposable nappy, so they're just like in a stuck flat. So you can get probably 5 or 6 of them in there.
Yeah.
And then in a baby bottle, vodka just looks like water.
Yeah. Jeez, nice. Better not get that mixed up.
But are you meant to bring the kid as well, yeah, or are you just that stranger that's walking around the nappy bag?
Well, we got it through for New Year's Eve once. There was about 4 of us, and we got it through, and she was just in a pram.
Nobody suspects the mums.
I'm going to start doing that at work. Yeah. Why does Dave carry a nappy bag every day?
Where's Ted?
He's a drinker.
Ted's like 18, he's still doing it. Save your
jewels and pee. On Hit 92.9.
We're in Melbourne at the moment, and Xavier, you've been here since last Friday.
I feel like I live here now.
Yeah.
You're on a bloody holiday.
Holiday?
He acts like
calm down,
he?
Mate. I don't want to fight you.
Nah, it's been a good trip. No, it hasn't. I'm sick of this joint. I want to get home.
Now, you've been driving your own car around.
Yes.
And we've been catching taxis.
Yes.
So out from the airport yesterday, we hopped a taxi on the way in. And the taxi driver that we had, lovely person, grabbed the bags, threw them in the back.
No, we didn't. He didn't grab my bag. He was so blasé. I've never been so... I've feared for my life. He was one of those drivers that you know that you're like, oh, he wouldn't even care if we got into a car accident.
Oh,
you know
righto.
What I mean? No, honestly, he just was that blasé. He was a young kid. Just didn't care.
He was...
Was it clean?
Didn't care. No.
Oh, no, it wasn't really. Was
no, it?
It
wasn't clean.
Still hating.
No, I know. When we jumped in, he was like listening to, I don't know, he was watching some YouTube video or whatever.
Yeah, but that while he was sitting
there.
He was probably sat there for 6 hours. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, that's all right. But I mean, when he jumped out, I'm not even kidding you, he just did like, it was almost like a, like, you know when kids look up to the sky when you tell them they have to clean their room?
Yeah.
And the kid goes like that and they're like, oh, like that. Like, yes, that's what he did. And then he opened up the boot and just stood there while we threw all of our own bags
in. Greet him?
Did
you greet him with a smile and say, g'day, mate, how are you going? How's your day been? How's your family?
No, I did.
Where do you live?
No, I didn't say, where do you live? I was like, hey, man, how's it going? Like that. And he just looked back at the other taxi lines and just said, like, just to see what else was going on. Like, just did not care at all.
Okay.
So anyway, he put my bag in the back. So that was lovely of him.
Yeah, nice.
But then, yeah, as
and
you
he
mentioned,
was
we
nice
get it. He was nice to me. And then we get into the car, yes, and then we take off. And right, he's like a bat out of hell. Most dangerous taxi ride we've ever had.
Like, I'm pretty sure you have to be 3 car spaces behind someone, right?
Right.
We were like 3 centimetres behind someone.
He was on his
the
phone.
The whole way into the city.
He was on his phone, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about being on the phone.
See?
Do you say something?
Yes.
You flat out say something.
I didn't even see that. There was one moment in this on this taxi ride. Well, there's a lot of moments, but the one that we agreed on after we got out of the taxi, we were like, what the bloody hell was that?
And it started straight off the bat, too.
Hey, pecker bag, put your phone away.
Mm-hmm.
Easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we've got a bit of audio here.
Pep recorded it.
I recorded it because you two are in the back. You're having a bit of a chat about business.
Yeah, it's me.
And actually, at one point, I was thinking to myself, would you two shut up so I can record this guy properly?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Anyway. I just had to try and block it out. At one point, though, I actually, because I was sitting behind the driver, I had, like, put my head around just to see if he was taking the piss.
Play the audio. This is what happened for literally like for a 40-minute drive from the beginning to the end. This is all we could hear. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely.
I have a cab charge here.
Oh, that I can't hear anymore.
Right?
That chewing was incessant. And that was actually like a more relaxed chewing. There were parts where, I don't know whether there were parts during the thing where he was a bit more stressed out through the trip and a little bit more erratic because he'd be going...
Yeah, well, literally in and out of traffic like he's in Grand Theft Auto. Seriously, it's like the police were chasing us. I remember one stage, right? Because I'm a chewing gum chewer.
Yeah.
At the start. No, but I actually, you know, sometimes you're not aware of what you're doing. I actually thought it was me.
Save your
jewels and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Oh, that could have actually been me.
It's the 2020 Bieber. You know what he calls himself now? Aaron Bieber. Aaron Bieber.
Stop it.
Aaron Bieber.
I love it.
Is that Pete doing a fun ha ha, or actually that's what he's called?
Yeah, that's why you just say you love it, and then he just moves on.
No, it's actually a thing.
Is it?
It's a thing. Google it.
Do you know what the thing is? I've lost my sheet and I don't know what we're doing.
Hit 92.
Okay, don't worry. I've got this break.
So, mate, with your sheet, you don't know what we're doing.
We are talking
too many sheets here.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, just quickly, Xavier, Jules and Peter here. We'll go for 10 grand with Alpha Bucks in a few minutes.
So, the most popular baby names for 2019 has been revealed.
Yes.
Are you guys excited for this? I don't know why, but I'm always so interested in these lists.
What month are we in? January plus 9 months. Yeah, I'll still be 2019. Yeah, I am.
2020.
2020.
20, yeah, yeah.
They'll be relevant because it better come about October.
Oh, gosh. Don't be salty. Your name did not make the list.
No, I'm looking, I'm saying I'll be on paternity leave in October, so I'll be looking at the list.
Are you in?
Yeah, I'll be trying.
Oh, jeez.
He's been in. We don't know how far it went.
The magic one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is specifically for WA alone. And Olivia.
I should say yes or no.
And Jack have been dubbed the most popular WA baby names for last year. Yes.
Jack's done the right.
I really like these traditional names. So I'm gonna give you guys a top 10.
And I'll yay or no.
Olivia.
No. Oh, yeah, I don't mind.
Isla.
No.
I like Isla.
Charlotte.
Shoddy.
Ava.
Ava's one that's been pitched around our house a few
times. Oh. Amelia.
No.
Grace.
No.
Mia.
Yeah.
Harper.
Yes.
Ella.
Yes.
And Lucy.
No.
That's your top 10.
What about Remy Luce?
Well.
Remy Luce. What number did that come in?
Made top 20, Remy Luce. Okay. Parents out there, do not name your kid that.
Remy, why not?
That's what I'm going to name my kid.
Oh, okay, Remy Luce Jr.
Jeez, you idiot. Anyway, so for boys, Jack, Noah, Oliver, Lucas, Leo, James, William, Thomas, Mason, and Charlie. So I think they're quite traditional.
They're very royal family names.
But I think, you know, it all depends. Like when you guys chose your kids' names, like did you go on meaning and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What? Did you?
Of course not.
So Mila has a bit of meaning behind it because there's a, I can't remember where I read it, it was along the lines, but it sort of means miracle. Depending on what language you look at. And at the time, because we were going through some things, Liz had severe endometriosis and still kind of suffers from it.
Yeah.
And at the time, we didn't know whether or not we'd actually be able to conceive. So when we found out that we were pregnant and we found out it was a girl, the sort of stars aligned and then we hit that name. It was like, okay, that fits. And then that was the meaning behind it. And we were like, okay, so the story checks out. But with Izzy, we had absolutely no idea what we were going to call her. She was nameless for 3 days.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, it's really funny because my brother and his wife, with their first, my first niece, is her name is Nasha.
Yeah.
Which means...
Nash me loose.
Which... don't.
Don't do that, mate.
I literally did a finger point at Zave.
She treats it like they're her own daughters.
They are... I will... kill for them, just so you know. Nasha means miracle as well, too.
Does it?
Yeah.
In what Nasha, language?
Oh, I'm not sure what origin it comes from, but it does mean miracle. What I thought I'll do is actually Google and get the meaning for your name, Zave and Pete, from Urban Dictionary. And Xavier...
From Urban Dictionary?
Yeah. I know, because they give the best descriptions.
So if I have a daughter, can I steal Rami? Or is that off?
It's off. You off are limits. Not.
I still can't believe that was going to be your name.
One of these days we'll tell again why exactly.
Anyway,
we bring
can
that
I,
name
Xavier?
Up if you've never heard of it before.
Xavier, the definition of Xavier is not only is Xavier extremely good looking, he is really kind hearted and to everyone and makes the best jokes. That's literally what comes up underneath your name. And for Pete, get ready to hit the dump button. Okay. A man of intelligence, handsome, and very well hung.
Oh, what?
Well, I'm not arguing.
Get out.
Liz is.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
We want to hear from you if you're still on Tinder.
Yes. Now, because the Daily Mail has written an article, right?
Yep.
And it was an article on the worst Tinder profiles in Australia that have been revealed.
So
and we
Tinder
were talking about it. Hey?
Is Tinder still a thing or is it people moved on from
Look,
Tinder?
Look, to me, I think that I was on Tinder years ago. That's how I met my ex, Elliot.
Yes.
We met on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I mean, back then it was probably one of the only dating websites, apps.
Yeah, it was the new
apps.
Hot thing,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas I think now it's kind of more just like a...
eHarmony.
Huh? No, no, no. Like, it's just more of like a one night stand kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's all it is for, just hooking up.
Is that bull dust?
Well, I don't know. It tends to be what you hear more about these days, that it's all just for hookups mm-hmm. and stuff like
is
that.
It? Yeah. I don't reckon anyone's using it anymore anyway.
I don't reckon there is either. Well, I mean, the only people that are using it are the ones that are just for looking for that nothing too serious kind of thing.
You think that there's
no
other
strings attached?
Is there other platforms out there now that they're using that are more suited to, like, just catch-ups? I want to meet somebody, that sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
What about Bumble?
Oh, mate, there are so many dating apps out there. It's ridiculous. There are heaps of dating websites. Yeah. Mm. Bumble, one of them, is like, it is kind of like the same as Tinder.
Is it really?
Really?
Is it? So if I made this up, well, when you're on Bumble, you're like, you sting them like a bee. Is that right?
Eh?
What?
I don't know.
For some reason, I thought when you got a match.
Maybe
like,
it's somewhere where you go to find your queen.
And
you could get stung as well, too.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you like.
But for those that know, like, Bumble's one of those ones that, so you, so obviously it works like Tinder, you match up with one another,
does
right?
Does the chick go first?
Yeah, but then you have, so the female has to make the.
First move.
Yeah, the first move. I don't know what happens when it's like for gay people, though. I don't know what they do in that situation.
No, that's what Grindr's for.
Yeah, I know, but Bumble, you can jump on there if you're looking for, if you're a male looking for a male, female looking for a female, all that kind
of
stuff. But
I
don't know how they then start the chat off, because Bumble's one of those things where the female has to start the chat off. And then you've got 24 hours.
not a lot of action on my Bumble if I had it back in the day. If the female has to make the first move, yeah. I would have been blowing dust off my Bumble account.
Anyway, talking about Bumble, 131060, give us a call if you're on Tinder.
Yeah.
And tell us what it's like. We've got some questions.
What do you mean? You just want to, like, just straight up open chat.
Are you on Tinder?
What are you there for?
What's your strike rate?
Yeah. What are the DMs coming through to you?
A couple of DMs.
Yeah.
Look, we'll toss it out there because it is going in a little deep, but you can remain anonymous if you like. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But we'd just love to have a yarn about it if you're still on Tinder. Mm. You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete, your brand new show for 2020.
How long are you going to say that for?
Say what?
I'll pull it to the end, Jen.
Nah, I'll probably give it away this week.
Is it something you've been ordered to do?
No.
Okay. No, I like it. I just wonder how long it stays brand new before it's old. I mean, that's just the things I think of whilst I'm looking at bedside tables. Yeah.
You just do your job over there, mate. I'll do mine.
I want to know why you were actually on Tinder, to be honest.
No, I just wanted to see if I'd get a match.
Any luck?
And Em sat with me when I did it.
You're joking.
Yeah. I don't 100%. And not a lot of matches.
Yeah, bruise your ego.
No, just quickly.
My battery ran out. It was that hard.
We're going to give you a chance to score Backstreet Boys tickets before the end of the hour. Our Backstreet Boys cruising the streets of Perth. We'll cross to him. We'll find out where he is. And first, one of you to him will pick up those tickets. Right now, you just mentioned Tinder, 131060. We want to take your calls. If you're on Tinder,
yes.
We just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't really hear much about it anymore. Like, it's in the dating world, like, you know, no one's on Tinder kind of thing. Because it's more about, I find, the one-night stands anyway.
And the Daily Mail have done an article on it.
They
which
did.
You sort of just, I now look at it and go, oh, whatever.
Yeah, they're like, the article is about, like, just shonky.
But it's the cheap hit, isn't it? We'll go back to Tinder stuff. Yeah, let's write an article now where... I think it's extinct.
Yeah, but I also find it interesting to watch them. I like to read them as well. Like, it's funny what you do.
What would
see
you
out
put
there
on your profile, Jules?
Oh,
Julesy, what would you put on it?
Nothing. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
Well, you go. You got to go now. This is what radio is. You got to think on your feet.
Do you have a dog? Question mark. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Dog gone. Way past.
You can't put him on the spot like that. It's not really something I've thought about.
Josh in Swanview. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How are we?
You're going well. So you're on Tinder, are you?
Yeah, mate. Big fan of the Tins. Just want to let you know, Jules, can we step away from the, you know, on there for the quick, easy hooks? You know, I've been on there for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're truly looking for the one on Tinder. So, you know, for anyone out there listening, jump on Tinder, you know, match with me, have a chat. You know, we'll go for coffee, brunch, you know. It's really...
Your shout?
My shout, mate, yeah.
Lovely. Are you on any other platforms?
Yeah, like, Bumble, yeah, Red yeah. Hot, Pilo, Canto. Yeah. Oh, mate.
And what do you? How do you find? How do you find it though? Like, you know, I mean, compared to Tinder though, because I mean, for anyone in the dating world, they a lot of people that I've spoken to, think that about.
Oh,
Tinder.
If your bio's, do you have a dog? You know, you sort of stitch yourself up there, haven't you?
Oh, mate. Yeah. Getting stuck. Hey,
geez,
I
definitely
morning.
Would have swiped left on you.
No, back down. It's my boy. And he's looking to take you out for a wine and a dine. And
he's not looking to date me.
Do you know what I could do for you, mate? I can give you a voucher to the High Line on Friday and you can take Jules
no, I'm busy.
For some chips.
No, I hear we got Courtney on the phone. She may be single.
Yeah, we've got Courtney. G'day there.
Hello.
Hey, girlfriend. Are you single?
No, I'm not currently single, but I have to share a pickup line that I've had to make quite PG for the radio.
Right.
Okay. Go in, Raiden.
So basically, I had a guy ask me, are you an American with a weapon? Because I'd like to shoot kids into you.
Whoa!
Holy
mate!
Oh, I'm not quite sure I understand it.
No, we don't need an explanation, though, Courtney.
Right, so I'm thinking that's an interesting move. Jules, write it down. It might work.
Thanks, Courtney. Save your Jules and Pete on Hit 92.9.
So that was a success.
'Cause Xavier's trying to pull a U.
What?
How's it going for you, mate?
What's it? What do you mean he's trying to pull a me? What do I do?
You know, he's been spending the last 15, 20 seconds trying to stick the paperclip through his nose.
Okay, for those that don't know, I've got a septum piercing. I've had it for almost 4 years. Okay. Yes, Xavier does say that it looks like a pig because it is like a horseshoe.
Yeah.
One, it's like a ball ring, and to be honest, mate, I just wear it to give you something to whinge about.
You should get a like fully round one that doesn't have a gap in it.
Because right, I'm going to come across people in my life that I respect, like your parents, and I need to be able to like slip it up very quickly into the back of my nose, so then it looks like I got nothing.
I saw you do that the other day, and I thought you had a booger up there. You know, why would you do that to my parents? Don't you respect my parents?
Oh, but your parents live here, not like in Perth.
Here in Melbourne.
Here in Melbourne. Sorry, yeah, I didn't see.
If you do push that up and then you sneeze, does it pop out?
You're listening to Xavier Jules and Pete happens, for Crown.
Live
a little
nose.
Cooler at Crown this summer. Xavier Jules and Pete on Hit 92.9. Xavier Jules and Pete on Hit 92.9.